I think we've surprised people with things like our cross-platform support, some of the design and use of technologies like tagging that people just weren't expecting from Microsoft. And I think there's going to be more surprises to come and more exciting innovation and future features coming down the pike over the next few months.
That was Rob Bennett, General Manager of Entertainment and Video Services for MSN, speaking about today's beta launch of Soapbox on MSN Video. It's Tuesday, September 19th. In Los Angeles, I'm Matt Kelly for PodTech News. Microsoft is hoping to tap into the explosive growth of online video sharing, popularized by sites like YouTube, by launching its own service. Soapbox will let internet users watch and post videos, rate or comment on them, and then share them by email or through links to personal web pages or blogs. It will also let users tag clips with keywords to make them easier to find.
We're excited. You know, there's a ton of palpable excitement in the halls. I think the team has been working hard and has really wanted to get the service out there and get it in people's hands to start getting feedback. So far, the feedback has been great. Obviously, there's I think the natural skepticism that the industry always has when Microsoft comes out, and is this going to be a real hit? And I think we've surprised people with things like our cross-platform support, some of the design and use of technologies like tagging that people just weren't expecting from Microsoft. And I think there's going to be more surprises to come and more exciting innovation and future features coming down the pike over the next few months.
The service is different than YouTube in that you're actually focusing on the social aspects of it. Is that correct?
Well, we think that, to date, what a lot of the quote-unquote viral video experiences have been is really just sort of siloed viewing experiences. We're really looking to figure out how to tap into people's social networks that they've already created with products like Windows Live Messenger, where people have really built out their friends and contact lists and create these fun, shared viewing experiences. Or I could easily publish videos, and there are some videos that I might want to make available to the entire world, but some videos that I might just want to share with my circle of friends and family. So we want to enable scenarios like that, as well as providing just a sort of fun, entertaining experience that people just love to come and watch some great, entertaining video from around the web.
How do you expect Microsoft to be able to handle some DRM issues that are in this space right now?
Well, it is an industry challenge, and Microsoft has worked quite a long time with the content industry on a variety of fronts, from the Windows Media format and DRM technologies to advanced technologies in our Microsoft Research Group for watermarking and fingerprinting of content. And with Soapbox, we are going to continue to have a very open dialogue with the content industry. We've got great relationships through our MSN video service with all the major labels and the networks and studios. So we've got great dialogues going on already, and we will follow the industry standard under DMCA of report and takedown. So if we're notified by one of our partners that they found something on Soapbox that they feel it shouldn't be there, we'll be very responsive and take a look at it and take it down as soon as possible. It is a challenge for the industry because there's only so much that a service provider can do under DMCA without setting themselves up for really an impossibly high bar. So we want to work at all levels of the industry to find ways at a technology level that can scale across the industry to help protect the rights of copyright holders, especially as user-generated content becomes more mainstream, but also do it in a way that is very user-friendly and enables people to have great experiences with content, whether it's copyrighted content or not copyrighted content.
One of the industry challenges is also how to monetize this new content.
Well, I think, again, it's an opportunity and a challenge for the industry at large. And when we talk to our major brand and marketing partners, there's definitely a lot of excitement about participating in this trend of user-uploaded video. But there's also some trepidation about not always knowing exactly what content your message is being associated with. A conservative company may say, hey, we've got to be really cautious about the types of content and messages that we deliver around that content. Another brand, like say an Axe body spray, might be a little bit more edgy. So I think, you know, we have a great track record with the advertising industry and with our brands and delivering great unique solutions to them. I think we're going to continue to innovate there, and we're working hard at creating a monetization platform that is both non-intrusive to our audience and gives brands the level of trust and surety that they want and when they're advertising online.
Jupiter Research analyst Joe Wilcox says MSN's concept is slightly different than a YouTube in that it emphasizes the social aspects, with you, the viewer, at the center of the people you know, and the video you choose going outward in concentric circles.
Microsoft is trying to extend into, I guess, some of the core philosophical approaches to its whole Windows Live concept, which is the idea that people may want to publish not for the whole internet, but for the people that are closest to them. The company has this idea of, you know, like you or me at the center, and then concentric circles of relationship going out, and is trying to enable through its Windows Live services, you know, better connection to those relationships, whether it's instant messaging, you know, blogging, email, whatnot, and now quite possibly video. Of course, the question is that enough? Is that what people really want? I mean, YouTube is hugely popular, you know, based on people watching anonymous videos. And when you think of, you know, YouTube, I think of, you know, television, like America's Funniest Videos. In a sense, it's the same kind of concept where people send in their videos, and if they're the lucky ones chosen, people see it on TV. Well, now it's a bigger platform where people can self-publish and be visible to everyone.
Soapbox launched in beta today. Have you had the opportunity to test it?
I've only seen demos. From what I've seen, you know, it looks pretty good. I wouldn't say it's exceptionally different from some of the other services out there, although it's quite different from Microsoft. I was surprised to see that Microsoft has moved away with this product anyway from its for the need to use its own technology. So you know, people can upload videos from a number of different video formats, and to consume the videos that can be done either in Windows Media or Flash Video. So that means Windows Internet Explorer and Windows Media are not necessarily required to use Soapbox. The question is, what's the business model? How will people make money? And I think that there's an idea that it will come from advertising, but you know, we'll see. I mean, if you're an advertiser, got to be some concern about where your ads might be placed, or maybe some content that you might not want your ad to be around.
Do you think they're kind of behind the curve? Are they playing catch up?
I mean, yes and no. I mean, you know, YouTube's got a big lead. People post there. It's a place to hang out to look for videos. What Microsoft has to do is make Soapbox, you know, its own kind of hangout. And, you know, we'll see how that will happen. Again, its approach initially will be about those close, proximate relationships. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't.
Any final thoughts on the subject?
It does potentially foreshadow changes that Microsoft is allowing some other technologies, the fact that you can actually consume the content using Firefox, a Mac. If that's a trend, it would be a dramatic shift from what Microsoft has done in the past. Final thing I'll add is I like the name. Is it exceptional? No. Is it quite good for Microsoft? Absolutely. Microsoft's nomenclature is notoriously kludgy, and Soapbox is fresh. In my understanding, it is a product name, not a code name.
Codenamed Warhol, Soapbox on MSN Video is expected to be available to the public in early 2007. In Los Angeles, I'm Matt Kelly for PodTech.net.